Again, here is Jenny So from the Chinese University of Hong Kong.
The very large bell belonged to one of the Dukes of Qin, who ruled during the 7th century BC, before the first emperor's reign. It belonged to his ancestors. It's one of the most beautiful examples of bronze casting and bronze bells from the first millennium BC. It was found in a set of three in a trench with five other bells of a different type, with the remains of a wooden rack where they might have hung and would have been played. And the inscription dedicated by the Duke of Qin was inscribed at the bottom section below the decorated area. This was what helped the scholars to identify who it was that commissioned these bells. On many of these early Chinese bronzes, the decoration is really ornamentation on the surface, and it reflects a very, very long tradition of making decoration on bronzes that goes all the way back to the second millennium BC. The outstanding feature about these bells is that the incredibly complicated design that projects out from the edges of the bronze, dividing it up into a quadrant. And this particular design makes it extremely elaborate, visually extremely attractive. When you think about these bells, I mean, they are huge. They are 2 feet tall, and the largest of these bells weigh over 140 pounds. And one of the reasons why they are large and heavy like this is that they were meant to be impressive visual images, so that the audience attending these ceremonies would be impressed by the monumentality of these instruments. And the openwork decoration around the edges make that even more elaborate and make the silhouette so much more interesting.
To find out how bells like this one were used, select the green button. Press the red button to learn more about the tradition of bronze casting in China.